This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, it's debate week, and there's all kinds of debate talk out there right now because of what happened on CNN this morning, and actually we are going to dig into that in ways that almost everyone will find offensive in some way, so get ready for that. In fact, I'm going to open up the show talking about that. I guess I should have strung that together in one sentence. I'm going to open up the show talking about that. See, that was better. We'll talk about this Jamal Bowman rally in the Bronx over the weekend. It was hilarious. We're going to take stock of the pro-life movement, two-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, Russia threatening us with war. We have more nefarious things going on at the DHS, illegals being registered to vote. What a shock! All that, emails, of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now, and so much more. But first, I want to get to this. Because this has been, I'm sure, if you've been listening to the radio all day or watching the news all day, maybe you've been online all day, you have undoubtedly heard this exchange. You see, Carolyn Leavitt, I forget her name, I've actually met her. Carolyn Leavitt, she goes on CNN and she's with this Cassie Hunt. This Cassie Hunt is one of these commie apparatchik chicks. And Carolyn Leavitt correctly starts laying out the history of Jake Tapper, who's going to be one of the two debate moderators. And Cassie Hunt, you'll hear it in the clip, starts freaking out about it. Well, I'm sure you've heard it, but here it is.
Well, first of all, it takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay. Now, as I'm for sorry, this guys. Debate, we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back.
She cuts her off. It's over. Everybody today is mad about it. This is ridiculous. CNN is biased. Look at them cutting off Trump's. What are they doing? Okay. All right. Remember, Trump has a debate with Joe Biden this Thursday. It'll be the most watched televised event of the year by mile. By a mile. Internationally, they will be watching that debate. They will. Everyone will watch it. It is appointment television. Joe Biden's senile. Trump, you never know what he's going to say. It's out of nowhere. And the one big event, first debates, always the most watched, always the most important, the big one, is this Thursday on CNN. Hosted by Dana Bash. Did you know that Dana Bash's husband is one of the 51 intelligence operatives who certified that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Did you know that? His wife, the guy who certified that, his wife is moderating the debate. And the other one, the other debate moderator, is, well, this guy.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States.
Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia, as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II.
If you were to open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
Okay. All right, guys. Moderating the debate. This guy is moderating the debate. This was his reaction when Joe Biden won the presidency.
It's been a time of several significant and utterly
avoidable failures, most tragically, of course, the unwillingness to respect facts and science and do everything that could be done to save lives during a pandemic. It has been a time where truth and fact were treated with disdain.
This guy, moderating.
We have some breaking news now. CNN has learned new information about that ongoing investigation into those allegations raised in a collection of memos created by a former British intelligence agent at the time he made the memos for political opponents of then candidate Donald Trump. Jim Sciutto and Evan Perez have been working the story. And Jim, let's start with you. What precisely have investigators learned?
Well, Jake, for the first time, U.S. investigators say that they have corroborated some of the communications detailed in a 35-page dossier compiled by a former British intelligence.
That was Jake Tapper promoting the Steele dossier. I could do this for 3 hours. I could play audio of Dana Bash calling Trump the Antichrist. I could play 3 hours. Honestly, I would need 12 hours. I would need 24 straight hours of radio. Jake Tapper, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's this, Trump's that, Trump's this, Trump's that. And here we are, it's Monday. On Thursday, Trump is going to walk onto the debate stage, hosted by CNN, probably the most evil major media outlet in the United States of America, moderated by two people who have spent 8 years calling Trump the Antichrist. And this organization, CNN, they will cut off Trump's microphone when they don't want him to speak. And my point in all this is I wake up today, I see Trump's spokeswoman being treated like crap, which she was, for being honest, which she was, being treated like crap on CNN. And what I see is this is an outrage, this is biased, how could they do? Okay. Why are we debating on CNN? I don't know if you know this, but CNN, stop. Look, I know this is going to be breaking news. Look, as a journalist, I've got to bring you breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking news. CNN is biased.
Did you know that? CNN is biased against Trump. Did you know that? I know you're floored right now. So why are they hosting the debate? This is what I don't want. And this is what I'm tired of. This is the standard GOP. This is the same GOP it's ever been. We act like things have changed or things are changing, but nothing's changing. The GOP has always and apparently will continue to play the left's game on the left's field with the left's referees enforcing the left's rules only so they can stand up as they're losing and look around and say, hey, this isn't fair. You're right. It's not fair. CNN hates Trump. The entire thing is rigged to make Trump look like an idiot and make Biden look good. That's what the whole thing's for. The sky is blue, water's wet, and CNN is a bunch of dirty commies who are going to make Trump look like the Antichrist on Thursday. The time to make this decision, the time to avoid bias, was not today when we got a news clip. Oh my gosh, you're so biased. The time to avoid walking into this trap is back when we were doing the debate decisions. Back when we were debating the debates. Back when the two campaigns, the GOP debating with the Democrats, who will host, who won't host, who's going to do that? And they came to an agreement to allow the Democrats to choose everything, the refs, the format, the everything. And so what I'm not going to put up with and what I will not do, and I know you're going to get it on every other radio station and TV show you watch, I'm not going to do that. This is unfair whining. Guess what? It's unfair. It was unfair today. It'll be unfair Tuesday. It'll be unfair Wednesday. And then on Thursday, when they step up to debate, it's going to be so inhumanly rigged, it's going to make you want to throw things at the television set. I knew this ahead of time. You knew this ahead of time. Why did we know and no one there know? I'm so sick of the after whining when we don't know how to win. Loser mentality, loser culture. I'm sick of losing. It's like we plan to lose, and I'm sorry, at this point in time, this is what it looks like. It looks like we plan to lose because whining is really what we want to get to. That's what it seems like. I'll whine. I'll walk into this totally set up thing, and we'll just whine about it. It's unfair, and they're biased, and everyone feel bad for me. Maybe the GOP has the same victim mentality that the rest of the country seems to be addicted to. How hard is it? Okay, you could have one on CNN. The next one will be held by somebody on the right. I don't care who it is. How hard is it? It's not even a one-off. Wrap your mind around this. I'm 42 years old. I have never one time in my 42 years on this planet seen a general election presidential debate moderated by anybody who was not openly hostile to my beliefs. Openly hostile. You want to talk about loser culture? That's not a one-off. This is a culture of losing, and it sucks. And I'm tired of all. It's unfair. You're right, it was unfair. Why'd we do it to begin with? Crazy. I'm almost done with this. I'll finish up in a second. Before I do that, I know I'm a little fired up. I will admit to you that I have I've upped my Tongkat. You see, Tongkat is one of the natural herbal supplements you get with the male vitality stack from Chalk. You get a few different things, ashwagandha and whatnot, but Tongkat is one of them. And this stuff is so awesome. I started out with two and then three. And now occasionally I take four and I'm bouncing off the walls. I know, Chris, I'm going to stop now because I have a feeling that this is getting unhealthy. Either way, you really want a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. Male vitality stacks. Get your T levels through the roof, your energy levels up through the roof. And if you want to take an extra Tongkat, you go ahead, live free or die. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get some. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I am currently going off, in case you just now joined us, about the whining over CNN. Trump's communications lady, Caroline, she's a great lady, goes on CNN today, gets abused by the host when she was just being honest. And today everyone, CNN's biased, this thing's rigged. Yeah, it's rigged. Why'd we agree to do it? And you know why? Loser mentality. It has become, and that's actually not as insulting as I want it to be, way more insulting than I want it to be, I should say. Loser mentality. The right has a loser mentality where we actually will plan on losing. We will prepare as if we're going to lose. When you agree to one big debate on CNN where the moderators hate your guts and they're going to cut off your microphone, you are planning to lose. The plan is to lose. It's insane that we do this, and we do this with no concessions. And this is what some people say, and maybe you're saying this right now. And this is how you know. This is how you know the loser mentality has been ingrained in you. And if what I'm about to say is what you're saying at the radio right now, don't feel bad. It has been right-wing culture for years. It's been woven into you over the years. Because this is what people will say. Well, you got to take on all comers. Well, what's he going to do if he doesn't agree to do it? And then they'll badmouth him. They're going to badmouth him anyway. And no, you don't have to allow the dirty communists to control every aspect of every debate. They've had every moderator for my entire life in their corner. How is that possible? If you do one debate one year and it happens to be biased and the moderators are against you, okay, whoops, my bad. Let's get that tightened up. Let's not do that again. If every single debate, every single moderator, every single outlet is out to get you and you still agree to it every single 4 years, you are the problem. You are the problem. Oh, but Joe Biden won't do it. Donald Trump's winning. Joe Biden's a cadaver. Joe Biden is the one who has to debate. Trump doesn't have to debate Joe Biden. Poll after poll after poll show Donald Trump curb stomping Joe Biden. Democrats are so afraid of Joe Biden's poll numbers. They're talking about Dome. They're talking about Gavin Newsom. We can't win with this. Trump is the one holding all the cards. He's the one that's ahead. Joe Biden's got to get the come from behind. And the only way he could possibly come from behind at this time is if he gets on the debate stage and somehow looks good compared to Trump, because it's all rigged against Trump. And that's what we agreed to? So I'm sorry. No. I'm not going to whine about CNN being biased. I knew they were biased yesterday. So did you. I knew this entire thing would be rigged yesterday. So did you. So I'm fresh out of sympathy now. I'm fresh out of watching the GOP. They've all done it. Every one of them. All of them. They've done it, like I said, 42 years. I'm done watching the GOP go dance in a field of bear traps and then whine when they end up getting their foot caught in one. I'm just done with it. Stay out of the field. At least make get them to make some concessions. But if we're never going to do that, if the mentality is, nah, I don't care, anytime, any place, okay. That sounds great in the movies. Anytime, any place sounds awesome in the movies. Okay, you and me, we'll fight, all right? Anytime, any place, you'll probably say, okay, sounds good. All right, I'm going to tie your hands behind your back, and I'm going to slip a tranquilizer in your drink right before we fight. So you're half drunk with your hands tied behind your back. And then when I beat you to death, then you can come forward and say, wait, that was unfair. Well, don't say anytime, any place. Tired of it. Tired of the preemptive losing. The planning to lose. The culture of losing. This has got to stop. So scared of, what if the media gets mad if we don't agree to debate here? But what if they'll put him in a bad light? Or what if this is the biggest show of the year. This might be the biggest show of the decade. Trump, Biden, debate number one. Everyone is going to be watching. This is going to have Super Bowl numbers. And we agreed to give it to the most despicable media outlet possible. Other than the New York Post, or New York Times, I'm sorry, and the Washington Post, I don't know that anyone else is even in contention with CNN for being the most evil media outlet. And we gave them the debate, and we didn't even make demands for the moderators. We let them pick the two people who probably hate Trump the most, and they're moderating the debate. I can't. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this idiocy. Speaking of idiocy, let's go make fun of AOC and Jamal Bowman. Let's talk about what happened in New York this weekend. It was entertaining, to put it mildly. You know what else makes me feel good? Not just making fun of dirty commies. You know what makes me feel good? MyPillow. All their stuff. Because every time I buy something from MyPillow, I use something from MyPillow, I know that I'm doing it with a company. I'm sharing my money with a company who shares and promotes my values. Look around you at all the rainbow garbage out there this month. And then you have people like Mike Lindell. He's out there pushing your values. He's out there speaking about God, country, freedom. That's the company MyPillow is. They love this country so much, and they're so loud about it. They've gotten themselves kicked out of all the big box stores, and they still won't stop. Don't you think that's awesome? That's real guts right there. Wiping yourself out financially, hurting your bottom line just for America. $25 extravaganza sale right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. And so Let's dig into a couple things before we get to Medal of Honor Monday. That's about a half hour from now. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and everything else, all right? So I've talked about the system a lot. Bear with me if you're a longtime listener, because we're going to cover what this is again. We keep adding stations, and we keep getting all these new listeners, and I just kind of have to rehash some things that we've gone over. What I mean when I say the system. This is going to come back to Jamal Bowman and AOC and whatnot. Any society, large or small, tiny tribes, big countries, they are held up by the institutions of the society. The institutions of the society are not a small thing. They're a huge thing. You've heard of a harem. I realize that's obviously a kind of a dirty thing when you look at it historically, but have you ever studied at all or read anything about the Ottoman Empire and their harem? Okay, so when most people think of a harem, allow me to explain. When most people think of a harem, you think of someone like a king having a house full of women, and he can visit this house and enjoy himself, all right? Well, in the Ottoman Empire, it kind of worked like that, but kind of not. And this is what I mean. The harem, if you were an Ottoman sultan, the harem was a place, yes, there were women there, many of them, some your wives, some not. And yes, they were, you know, they belonged to the sultan, okay. But the Ottomans realized they needed a powerful institution to create for them an empire so their empire could rely on it. And what the harem became in the Ottoman Empire was much more than a place for the sultan to visit on a Friday night. The harem became a place of high-end education, where not only the children of the sultan, the eunuchs who worked there, the women, both girlfriends and wives, treated well, fed well, highly, highly educated. And then the children of the sultan, when as they would grow up, they had to be taught how to govern. Well, who can do that? You need an institution to teach them how to govern. So if I, you know, my two sons are James and Luke, after I have spent so much time with them in the harem, they would live in the harem, be educated in the harem. At some point in time, I would have to send them to a different institution. Okay, you had your upbringing in the harem. Now I need to know that you know how to govern. So I will send, hey, James, you're going over to Greece. And hey, Luke, you're going to Africa. You're going to different territories I control. And you will work with the governor there and be the governor there. And that institution will further your education. You see what I mean? It's institutional. There was an institution raising the kings, taking care of the sultan's women, educating the country. Then there was another institution that would teach people how to govern, how to do things. I'm not promoting this program, I should note, but it was something that nations have always realized. Your institutions are not small. They are everything. Your educational institutions, your media institutions, how information is passed back and forth. The Mongols. Part of the reason the Mongolian Empire was so powerful and so great wasn't just the armies. They had a mail system, basically a media system that was unlike anything anyone had ever seen. You'd give a rider messages, and he would ride with five horses as fast as he can. When one gets tired, he changes one out, and then they would have certain outposts set up at certain distances. Eventually, the rider would get tired. There's a place, boom, exactly where it should be. He stops, he sleeps, he eats. Next rider takes the message, takes off with horses. You could have a message delivered in a day at a time where things only traveled on horseback. An institution. Institutions are what your society, my society, rests on, every society. Ideally, in a society like ours, we'll make it about us now, the institutions, the pillars, they will keep each other in check. So if one institution starts to go crazy or tells an outright lie, then because the institutions are separate, they keep it in check. So if your media, let's say, let's say your media says that Donald Trump said the Nazis in Charlottesville were very fine people. All that's on video. That's not what he said, I should note. Not at all what he said. It's verified on video. But let's say the media says, Trump said these Nazis were very fine people. Then if you lived in a normal country, a healthy society, I should say, the next day, your entertainment pillar, the entertainment institutions, actors, actresses, musicians should come out immediately and say, that's a lie. Wait a minute, that's on video. That's a lie. Your education system, your child should have showed up the next day after the media ran with that lie and in school. It should have been a prep. It should have been a prep rally in school. They should have said the media is lying about this. That's not what they said. If you lived in a healthy society, the institutions would keep each other in check. However, if you have a society like ours where the Marxists have been marching through our institutions for so long, what you have now is a terrible thing where they all work together and speak with one voice because the same sick, demented religion governs every single one of them. So if the media wakes up one day and says, hey, Trump said these Nazis were very fine people. Now your social studies teacher will teach Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. Hey, Trump said Nazis were very fine people. Your favorite athlete. I had 3 homers today. Great day. Can't believe Trump loves Nazis. You see what I mean? System after system. And this goes to the government. The government is one of your institutions too. Institutionalized. All the lies have been. And I call it now a system because there aren't separate pillars. One group with one goal. They have realized they can loot and destroy this country at their leisure if they just work together. Not against each other. Together. Protecting the system is the purpose of the system. It's the only purpose of the system. It's more powerful. It's bigger than Joe Biden. It's bigger than Nancy Pelosi. It's bigger than Bill Gates. It's bigger than anyone you can think of. The system is bigger than any one individual. And the system will react negatively, sometimes violently, if it is challenged. If it is threatened, I should say. And that brings us to Jamal Bowman. In fact, it's going to bring us to Jamal Bowman, to language, to everything else. So that's what I call the system. Now, Democrats, they have a lot of problems too. We rant on Republicans. I just got done ranting on them. But remember that Democrats have all sorts of problems and headaches of their own. We just don't consume as much of their media and as much as their literature, so we don't appreciate it. Democrats have a real issue. You see, they want power, of course. Everyone wants power. Republicans want power. Democrats want power. And they need their voting base to get that power. All right, good. Fine. That's no different. Republicans, Democrats are the same. But Democrats, their voting base, they're insane scumbags. They are the worst people on the planet. When you think of the crew that makes up the voting base of the Democrat Party, these people are all nutballs. It's the most depraved bunch of degenerate losers you can possibly imagine. Every malcontent in society, every radical, every tranny nutball, you name the angry, bitter nutball that is a Democrat voter in our society. So Democrats not only have to placate them and speak to them, well, the thing about your voting base is that's where your future politicians in general will come from. Let's talk Jamal Bowman and AOC and this little rally they did before we do Medal of Honor Monday. Before we do that, let's talk about your phone. Where do you have your cell phone service? AT&T? It's Pride Month. Go look up AT&T in Pride Month. T-Mobile? Verizon? You know, while the other cell phone companies are busy promoting Pride Month, you know that Pure Talk's promoting America's Warrior Partnership? You know what they do? They bring veterans back from the brink. Veteran suicide is a really big deal. It's heartbreaking. America's Warrior Partnership, they're finding these guys housing and employment, food, medical benefits, counseling if they need it. When you switch to Pure Talk, that's what you support. Does that sound better than Planned Parenthood? Oh, and your bill goes down drastically. Mine got cut in half. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. 10 minutes. #250 say Jesse Kelly is all it takes. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, only about 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and that's always a good time. I can't wait to dig into that, but let's finish our talk about Jamal Bowman, AOC, the system. So Jamal Bowman, he's this nut job congressman, one of these hard lefty types from New York. AOC's another hard lefty type from New York, from the Bronx. But there is a difference between them. Jamal Bowman is currently facing a heavyweight primary challenger. Jamal Bowman's primary challenger, his Democrat challenger, endorsed by Hillary Clinton, backed by huge amounts of cash. And according to the latest poll I saw, Jamal Bowman's getting crushed in that race. Maybe it turns out that way, maybe it doesn't, but that's how it's going for Jamal Bowman. AOC, she is just as radical, but she doesn't have a primary challenger. Huh, that is interesting. I wonder why that is. Anyway, they had a rally over the weekend trying to rally support for Jamal Bowman, and well, I think maybe the audio will give us all a little bit better understanding why.
We are here for our brother, Jamal Bowman.
Ceasefire now, y'all. That's what we're doing. Right. Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping. Right. Let's get it popping. Let's change the world. It's the many.
Ceasefire now, y'all. Let's get it popping. But before we get popping with Jamal, let's remember this about AOC. Always, always remember this. Because there's all kinds of video out there of her dancing on stage and all that at this rally. AOC is not a politician. Her background is not political. AOC is an actress. I'm not saying that to be glib. She's an actress. As in, that's her profession. She was an actress and a dancer. How did she get into Congress? There's a group out there called the Justice Democrats. You can look them up. They're still around. They're very powerful. In AOC's district, there was a Democrat. Of course, there would be. He was the congressman. He was one of these older, I don't even want to say moderate. He wasn't even that moderate, but not as hard left as some of these ones types. The Justice Democrats figured out that they could run this guy out. And so what they did is they had auditions. They brought in actresses and actors. I assume I've only ever seen a couple of the female ones. They brought in actresses to audition, just as if she's auditioning to be in a play or a movie. AOC comes in. I guess they liked what they saw. She's very, very, very pretty. That doesn't hurt. You know, it helps to be good looking. And she's very pretty. And they said, that's our girl. They then ran her as a hard leftist against the Democrat incumbent, and she won. That's why everyone thinks AOC is stupid, because she used to, you notice she doesn't do this much anymore. She sounded so dumb right off the bat. How many are on the Supreme Court? There are 12 branches of government. And everyone laughed. She's so dumb. It's not that she was dumb. She just got to politics yesterday. Still figuring out basic civics. That's why she sounds like that. But she doesn't have a primary challenger. And that's interesting. You know, Joe Biden recently came to the Bronx. And AOC stood right next to him, endorsing him, speaking for him. But then that brings us to Jamal Bowman. That brings us to the guy keeping it popping.
We are here for our brother, Jamal Bowman.
Ceasefire now, y'all. That's what we're doing. Right. Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping. Right. Let's get it popping. Let's change the world. It's the many versus the money. We're going to win. Right. Let's go, baby.
Jamal Bowman, you see. Jamal Bowman, he came from the same street commie area that AOC came from, but he was a believer. She was an actress, and he was a believer. And this goes back to the problem we were talking about that Democrats have. Your voting base is where your future politicians will often come from. And so for Democrats, they have these complete nutballs who will eventually rise up and start to work their way into power. Only they can end up creating serious problems for them. So Jamal Bowman gets to Congress. We don't have to go over all of it again. He's yanking fire alarms. He's bad-mouthing the Jews every chance he gets. The guy clearly hates Jews. He just hates Jews, whatever. That. I don't know what his background is. I don't care. But he hates all this stuff. Creating problems for Democrats. Creating problems for the system. And therefore, Jamal Bowman is about to be gone. I got this email. Fellow community college dropout, did you see AOC with Jamal Bowman this weekend? Looks like she went back to her street commie roots. She was acting like an animal again. His name is Mike. It's not that she was acting like an animal when she's up there on stage and she's doing the thing with her voice she does and she's doing the fist thing and the dancing. It's not that she was acting like an animal. AOC went back to what she really is. A performer. AOC is a singer, a dancer. I actually don't know if she's sang. Don't quote me on that. She's a dancer. I know that. You can find her in music videos, older music videos. She's a dancer. And she's an actress. AOC was on stage doing what she does. And then Jamal Bowman got on stage and did what he does. Let's keep it popping, y'all. Jamal Bowman's been a street animal. He's been a street communist for a long time. But remember, like we've always talked about, the system will allow street communists to become elite communists. They've allowed AOC to be. Ayanna Pressley's just as radical as all these. They've allowed Ayanna Pressley to make the transition from street to elite because she hasn't given them problems. Rashida Tlaib gives them problems. She's going to get primaried. Ilhan Omar gives them problems. She's going to get primaried. Jamal Bowman gives them problems. He's getting primaried and might lose his seat this time around. You are allowed to graduate from being a street communist to an elite communist, provided you don't give problems to the system. The second you give problems, you are gone. Bye-bye. That's how it works. Now, we are going to dig into some abortion stuff. But I have to, after Medal of Honor Monday, I think we should talk a little bit of life philosophy stuff that'll be fun. I'll tell you about pruning my tree and how that works. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. It is today. It is the 2-year anniversary of Roe versus Wade being overturned. That is a good thing. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. However, just like taking back the rest of our country and our culture, that is one battle. We have so many we have to fight. That is one battle. The real war is for our culture. It's for our hearts and minds. We have to let these women know that it's a baby. That's what preborn does. They give free ultrasounds for women who are about to have abortions. They give them free ultrasounds so the women can choose life. Celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Roe versus Wade by saving a baby's life. Maybe you got $28. That buys an ultrasound. Good. Maybe you got $20,000. The grand. I don't care what it is. It's all tax deductible. All of it. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. All right? It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.